Naomi Jacobson won in every precinct in the last election, but is taking nothing for granted in a bid for a fourth term.
I'm trying to get to a sampling of a lot of different neighborhoods, and I'm never going to finish one precinct completely, but I try to do several streets or several parts of a precinct.
Oh, no, fine, no, fine. Come on, step on.
Well, I don't want to keep you.
Oh, okay.
When people come to the door, Jacobson touts her efforts to address her priorities: education, the environment, and social services. Legislation she sponsored freed up funding for gifted students, and another she backed seeks to eliminate toxic chemicals in children's toys and other products. She also says she helped secure a 2.7% funding increase for the University of Illinois this year. Jacobson's opponent, Republican and U of I senior Frank Calabrese, says that amount wasn't nearly enough, particularly when looking at the 1.5% pay raise received by most staff. He's making state funding for higher education his top priority, not only for employees, but to soften the blow of higher tuition. Calabrese also supports opening a Chicago casino to support a campus plan for building projects, namely the deteriorating Lincoln Hall.
The university has not been building buildings. The university has not been repairing buildings, which is very significant. The university is, in fact, closing buildings. It's very sad that the University of Illinois, the flagship university of this state, cannot keep open its classrooms.
The 21-year-old Calabrese also questions the way the three-campus system is governed. In 1996, former Governor Jim Edgar led the effort to make U of I trustees appointed rather than elected, a system Calabrese says has failed under current Governor Rod Blagojevich.
I understand Governor Edgar's intention was we can have more specialized trustees being at the University of Illinois system. I still believe that the most qualified, the most dedicated will run and spend time to become a trustee, as opposed to smoothing with the powers that be.
Jacobson says she's open to moving from the system of appointing U of I trustees, but would want to survey how other campuses choose them first. Both candidates have different thoughts on how to fund education under the college level. Calabrese approves expanding gambling for education projects, though Jacobson is opposed to gaming. She supports a lottery lease of 50 years. The current political situation has both candidates highlighting ethics as part of their platforms. In a recent candidates' forum, Calabrese stressed a need to pass such an ethics reform to end so-called pay-to-play politics in Springfield. Jacobson says that's already been settled.
We overrode the governor's veto on that so that we have that, because we don't like to see people abusing the system, people having to pay in order to get a state contract. That is unethical, and that cannot happen, and that will not happen.
The two candidates agree on a progressive state income tax to correct the state's fiscal crisis. While Calabrese says he'd support a constitutional convention to impose it, Jacobson says she'd prefer an amendment that can be placed before voters. Such a measure was tabled in May. She says overhauling the entire state constitution might bring out too many political passions of the moment, and she notes the constitution has already been amended 10 times. While both candidates agree that there's a crisis, they differ on how best to deal with an executive branch that both feel has caused problems. Where Calabrese and Jacobson disagree is how the state got into its current budget dilemma and the cuts that followed. Jacobson admits Governor Rod Blagojevich has made lawmakers' jobs difficult this year, as more than $1 billion was slashed.
He didn't have to go for the most vulnerable people, for people who need mental health services or developmental disability services. He didn't need to go after the children who are in our system in DCFS. He could have made much smaller cuts across the board.
But Calabrese says those cuts shouldn't have come as a surprise to his opponent and her House colleagues, and neither should the recent calls to close certain state parks, including many in central Illinois. He says the governor was simply following a constitutional obligation to approve a balanced budget after lawmakers sent him one with a $2 billion deficit.
He's very unpopular here, and Naomi Jacobson should know that if you ask the governor to cut the budget by $2 billion, that your area is going to be hurt. It's different for a Chicago legislator knowing that his turf is safe to vote for a budget like that.
Calabrese also accuses his opponent of being aligned with Chicago Democrats. Jacobson says her voting record doesn't match up with House Speaker Mike Madigan, and that about 85% of bills that come before the House are passed unanimously. Jacobson is running for a fourth term after serving three terms as Champaign County Recorder. Meanwhile, Calabrese touts his past achievements on the U of I campus, where he served on the Faculty Student Senate. They include a scholarship program to help students study abroad and efforts to revive the Chief Illiniwek symbol. If Calabrese loses the election, He'll attend law school after graduating. And if he wins, he may attempt U of I law school at the same time. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.